I consider a lie because all these big buildings that you see in this area, and you see this is a result of the gangster that they're on the government because they're gangsters.
Victor Rolon right there. He's bitter about corruption in his country. We talked a moment ago about the idea of getting lost in Mexico City. Well, disappearing, vanishing in this place is not some idea to Victor Rolon. On February 17th, 2011, Rolon's nephew, police officer Adrian Dominguez Rolon, disappeared in the state of Michoacán, along with a fellow officer. Rolon became one of the 26,000. That's the number of people who have gone missing in the past 6 years in the drug wars. Well, this week, the Mexican government, after years of inaction, created a special unit to search for the disappeared. But Victor has already been investigating his nephew's case for 2 years. He's a soft-spoken man who says he learned his English while an oil industry worker in Houston watching Sesame Street and going to language classes. He was always fearful of his nephew's decision to join the Mexican Federal Police.
He was a regular guy, like everybody else, and has dreams and, you know, live that normal life. And he was very proud to be a federal police because he likes to do something for the community, to change the way the things that were happening in Mexico. So he was really proud to being a federal police.
So wearing the uniform of the federal police made him proud, but it made you think he was a target.
Well, we knew every federal police was a target because all the killings in Michoacán, they're targeting to the federal police. And we knew that he probably someday he's going to be killed or kidnapped or something. So and we knew the problem.
So when did you learn that he had become one of the 26,000?
About over 2 years. Over 2 years, my sister got a call, and my nephew's ex-girlfriend called to my sister and told her that Adrian was reported missing, another co-worker. So since then, we don't know what happened. All the federal police says, well, we don't see anything, we didn't see anything, we didn't hear anything. Nobody knew what happened. It just simply vanished. And we don't believe that story because we as a family, we investigate and we went to the places and talked to people. We find out the my nephew's superior was blocking the search for my nephew and his co-worker. So that's the reason. And what we heard was the supervisors, they sell their own people to the cartels. So when they own money or they own drugs and they don't know how to pay them, they pay them with their own people. And that's what every time I call, I talk to him on the phone or on email, I tell him, just quit. Just quit that job and just find another job. And he said, no, I'm really like the federal police. I'm proud to be a federal police.
Do you think you know the supervisor who might have sold your nephew out?
Yes, we have an interview with him, and I asked him, well, you said you called them to find out about where they were, and you said you call on his cellular phone and you call on the radio because they have a radio. And we have the statement from the phone company, and your phone is not on the list. How is that possible? Also, we asked him to search those phones, and he said, well, we have not the technology to search those phones. And we called the company, the phone company, and we asked him if it's possible to search or look for the phones. And they say, well, What we can do is just make a triangulation and find the closest tower where the phone was getting signal. That's what we can do. And the supervisor says, well, we have not the technology to search. This is another lie.
Do you think the government doesn't care about this? They just don't want to think about it?
Absolutely. The government doesn't care. The institution, the federal police, doesn't care because they've never investigated. I've been in contact with families of another federal police, and it's the same. It is the same. They never make an investigation. They never search for them. Basically, they close the case because they never investigate.
How powerless did you feel in Houston, knowing these details, these circumstances from your family?
I feel really powerless because I have nothing. So, like, I already lost I don't know how many jobs because I have to go back and forth from Houston to Mexico. I lost already my house. I lost already my car. And what is really aggravating is that after traveling, driving, I find out that there is not line of investigation whatsoever. There's none.
So the government's given up. Federal police have given up. You've lost so much. Why don't you give up?
Because I'm sure no one, no human being is going to give up another human being life. I'm just going to keep looking, I'm going to keep fighting, I'm going to keep looking, searching until I know the truth, until I find out what happened. And I know sooner or later, this supervisor is going to end in jail because we have so much evidence that he is responsible for the kidnapping of my nephew and his coworker.
Finally, do you think somewhere Adrian knows that his uncle stood up and fought for him, stood up to the gangsters?
I'm sure. I'm positive that he knows that. I'm really positive. And we believe deeper on our heart that Adrian is alive and Adrian is someplace that he can live.
Victor, thank you so much.
Thanks to you, and hopefully outside Mexico, internationally, make pressure on the government to do something about it and change this horrible story that Mexico is living now.
Victor Rolón's nephew, Adrian Dominguez Rolón, disappeared in February of 2011.